AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A man is being charged in a church shooting near Birmingham, Alabama. Two people were killed. The AP Shelley Adler has the story.
Police in Alabama say a 71-year-old man used a handgun to fatally shoot two elderly people and wound a third during a potluck dinner at a church south of Birmingham. Vestavia Hills police captain Shane Ware at a news conference covered by WBMA.
Our investigation, while ongoing, has revealed that an occasional attendee of the church that I will only identify as a white male aged 71 was at the dinner. At some point, he produced a handgun and began shooting.
Thankfully, someone in the church was able to restrain the gunman until police arrived.
The person that subdued the suspect, in my opinion, is a hero.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Regulators at the FDA authorized the first shots for infants and preschoolers, paving the way for vaccinations to begin next week. CDC advisor and pediatrician Dr. Sarah Long says these shots are needed.
These very clear data should just decimate the myth that this infection is not life-threatening in this age group.
There's one step left. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends how to use vaccines. President Vladimir Putin has said at Russia's Showplace Investment Conference that the country's economy will overcome sanctions that he called reckless and insane. The European Union's executive arm recommended putting Ukraine on a path to membership. Vladimir Putin says Moscow has nothing against Ukraine joining the EU because it isn't a military organization. The governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, asked a statewide grand jury be set up to examine networks that illegally smuggle people into the state as part of an investigation that also would focus on local governments that he says violate state law by adopting sanctuary policies. This is AP News. Towns near Yellowstone National Park are fearing the impact of a lost tourism season. Unprecedented flooding has shut down the park. This is Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines.
We are committed to restoring our communities, all the hundreds of homes, the bridges, the washed out roads. There's going to be a lot of work to do in the backcountry as the summer months come. We'll see what happens with culverts and more trails. But we'll be up and running stronger than ever before, and it's because of the resilience of this community.
Officials have said the park's southern part, which features Old Faithful, could reopen as soon as next week. But the north end, which features Tower Fall and the bears and wolves of Lamar Valley, could stay closed for months after sections of major roads inside Yellowstone were washed away or buried in rockfall. Sheriff Brad Bickler wants to reopen.
But we do want to make sure that we keep everybody safe. We do have some high water that potentially is coming back this weekend that we want to monitor.
Roads leading to Yellowstone are also damaged. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.